RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and
good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in. Hallelujah, Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. Yeah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We magnify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Not because of what he can do. Okay, let's walk in maturity today. We're not blessing God. We're not praising God for what he can do or what he can give us. We're blessing the Lord just because of who he is. Good morning, Sister Trina. Yes, this is the time to be thankful and grateful. Come on now. Woo, my God, come on now. Hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hey, glory, eke shandara bokosha. Hallelujah. Hey, glory, come on now. Father, we bless you. Less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. Hallelujah. And we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against us will come on now. No weapon formed against you will prosper in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Come on. Bless him. Bless him. Hallelujah. Come on. He's worthy. Come on. He's worthy. Come on. Oh my God. Woo. Oh my God. See, here's the problem. Sometimes because you're going through the battle, you're going through the challenge, sometimes it's hard to see the end of the course. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Sometimes it's hard for you to recognize the end of the course. Amen. Come on now, it's hard for you to recognize the end. The Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Oh, come on now. Come on, to give you an expected end. Okay, I'm gonna try to get this up in your spirit right now, to give you an expected end. Woo, come on now, come on, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. Come on. And expected end right now. Come on now. Woo. Glory, 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 glory. Come on now. God expects you to get to the end. High glory. Woo, my God. Hey, take it. Come on now. Come on. God expects you to get to the end of the course of the race. Paul said, I finished my course. Oh, my God, I finished. Come on now. Jesus said, it is finished. Come on now. Woo, I'm trying to get you encouraged today. Oh, my God. See, some of you have already transitioned into your next level. And now God needs for you to be able to look at things. He said, be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. If we can renew our minds this morning, God can release the wealth and abundance. He can release the healing. Come on now. He can release it. He can release it. He can release it. Come on now. But he needs you to get on the same page. Come on now. Woo, my God. Okay. Here we go. There we go, Chet and Martha. Come on now. Listen, when you understand the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to he that endures to the end. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh, come on now. See, you're about to put your foot on the devil's neck. This is what he doesn't want you to understand. Woo, my God, my God. Okay, let me just show you up in the word. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Listen, we are in this time and season of 5785, your season of multiplied, abundant grace. This is going to be your season of divine grace and completion. You're going to finish. You're going to finish. I got to say that to you. You're going to finish. Woo, my God. And listen, and you'll be able to say, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. It's also going to be a season of renewal and new beginnings. Okay? Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Woo, come on now. Woo, my God. Oh, okay, are you getting this? Come on now. Oh, come on now. Get this. He says, he that endures to the end. Number three, it's going to be a season that you activate the power of your mouth. The Bible says, Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power, in the ability, the God-enabled ability of your tongue. The God-enabled ability of your tongue. Okay? So listen. Woo, my gosh. Oh, my God. Hikesha. Woo, my gosh. I'm trying to get this to you. Okay, come on. Come on. Are you ready? And then rest and preparation for greater works. Come on now. It says that the 7 in 5785 highlights divine rest, which is not inactivity, but preparation. Oh, come on now. It's not inactive. You're not sitting on your purpose, but you are preparing. You are preparing. Woo, God. It says, but you're in preparation. Just as God rested on the seventh day, this is a moadim, an appointed time, a season to rest in faith while God prepares the next phase of your life's journey. Oh, come on now. Woo, come on now, somebody. Woo, come on now, somebody better give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Come on now. Woo, my God. See, you're going to finish. Oh, my God. It doesn't matter how challenging it seems or what you got to go through. Oh, my God. You're going to finish. Come on now. Can you get this? Can you get this? Come on now. Can you get this? That you are going to finish the course. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, but I told you I was going to give you the scripture, right? Okay, here we are. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, and this is how we're going to get started today. Amen. We'll probably start at about we'll start at verse 10, okay? Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Now, I want you to get this, because we are now in the 330th day of the year, okay? Okay? I want you to get this, the 330th day of the year, okay? Now, as we are, I'm typing this in for Instagram, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, we'll start at verse 10, amen. But we're on the 330th day, which means that we are in a season of divine completeness and perfection, dedication, maturity, and the fullness of your calling. Woo, my God. High glory. And the sum of all the numbers, 3 plus 3 plus 0, it equals 6, which equals humanity. So the 330th day emphasizes the role of God's abundant grace in perfecting what concerns us and multiplying the works of your hands. Oh, come on. Woo, my God. Joseph was sturdy when he became second in command. David was sturdy when he became king. Jesus was sturdy when he began ministry. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. We are in the 11th month. The 11th month, the number 11 signifies transition, alignment, and preparation for fulfillment. Woo, my God. And the 330th day highlights the need to position yourself spiritually. That means you get into the word, okay? To receive the overflow of God's promises, okay? Now, let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Now, come on. No, I'm sorry, Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Look at verse 10 and 11. Whatsoever thy hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work, no device, no knowledge, no wisdom in the grave whither you go, okay? Do it now. In other words, don't procrastinate. Listen, you don't wait until everything looks like it's going to get all together. Start it now. He says, whatever your hand finds to do, come on now. Woo! Verse 11, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, okay? But time and chance happen to them all, okay? Trying to make sure. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Be right here. Hold on. Amen. Come on, somebody give him praise. I want you to get this. Make sure I'm giving this to you right here. Mm-hmm. Find this here, and I know how to do this. I'm going to activate my chat. Amen. This is how we do it. Amen. Let's see right here. He that endureth till come on. All right, okay. We'll find it. I'm going to find it. But yes, because that scripture does refer to the strong. But I want to say, and it might be because it's in a different version, but I'm going to find it, because if I say something, I want to show it to you. But listen, you're going to finish your course. You're going to finish the race. Amen. Come on now. You're going to finish. Someone type, it is finished. Come on. It is finished. Woo, my God. Our glory. Now listen, the prophetic release for this day is that you're going to get into alignment with divine purpose. The 330th day calls for aligning with God's plan, trusting that his timing is perfect, embracing readiness for leadership, influence, and multiplication. When you get in alignment with God's word and his purpose and his timing, you activate his influence or favor and multiplication. It's going to be number two, the manifestation of grace and abundance. The 330th day emphasizes the manifestation of God's grace in tangible ways. We learned the other day, and maybe we'll have time this morning, that Luke chapter 19 says that there are things that belong to your peace. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 resonates that God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things and at all times, you having all that you need. Now, that is the... I think that's the NIV version, but when you read it in the King James Version, it says, let me get here, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Come on now. It says in verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you having always having, he's able to make all grace abound toward you that you always have. Oh, come on now. I'm trying to get this to you this morning. This is why I'm so excited, that when you activate the season of 5785, you sow your seed, you sow your teruma, you activate the seed time and harvest in your life. It says, and God, well, if you go up, well, see, let's go here. Because you ready for God's covenant wealth system? Here is God's covenant wealth system right here. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Now check this out. Look at verse 6. Verse 6 through 9, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 9, okay? But this I say, he that sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, but he that sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed. Now, you can purpose God to activate that level of harvest that you're believing in your heart. Remember, we read yesterday about not doubting in your heart. Okay, according to, this is why you always name your seed. You put an expectation. You put a destination on the seed. When you sow into the teruma, and we're going to have you sow teruma today. Listen, we're believing God for a lot of things. Listen, for those of you that I've shared this, I am starting a Master's of Fine Arts program, and there are some things and details that I need to get taken care of, because I have to travel there. At the very beginning of January, and I need to get those details and things situated for the school now and pay those things now, so that way I can hold my spot and have my place. Because listen, when you help the priest, when you help the prophet, the Bible says that you shall receive a prophet's reward. Ezekiel 44:30 says, and the priest shall speak the blessing to rest in your house. It says, every man according to as he purposed in his heart, let him give not grudgingly, nor out of necessity, for God loveth the what? Cheerful giver. How many, if you love sowing into God's kingdom, into good ground, into this ministry, into the hands of the priest, say, it is so. Come on, type it. Come on now. Type it right now. It is so. Now, verse 8. And God. So, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Okay? That you always have. This is the season. When you sow the teruma today, you're going to be sowing. I want you to type this when you sow. The seed is for me to always have. Come on now. Listen, there is, listen, you can sow a seed today. Ha, glory. Hikesha. Woo, my God. You can sow a seed today that you always have. See, I'm sharing the word with you. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you that you always have what? All sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Now, when you read this word abound, here's the word abound here. Oh, my God, this is going to bless you. It's going to bless you. Woo, my God. Oh, see. Ha, ha. Woo. Here it is. Okay. It means to be over, to be great. Okay. A thing that comes in abundance or overflows. Woo, my God. To be abundantly furnished with, oh my God, to make abound, to furnish one richly so that he has abundance, okay? Woo, are you getting this right now? Listen, when you sow your seed today, and listen, we're going to put this up here right now. When you sow your seed today, I want you to sow your teruma. Sow your teruma and enter my Cash App, $ProphetMDBrian. I want you to sow it, and I want you to type, so that I always have. The seed, so I always have. Type it right now. The seed, so I always have. Listen, I'm trying to get something that I know works in God's kingdom. We read it in the word. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency. Woo! Oh, my God. Come on now. Father, I thank you. Father, you said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. How glory. Father, you said that according to the word, Ezekiel 44:30. Come on now. It says that, and the first of all first fruits of all things of every teruma, of every sort of teruma, shall be the priest. And you shall give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak the blessing to rest in your house. Listen, how many of you want to always have, okay? Sow the seed today. I'm looking for 4 to 5 people that can help me get this high glory $700 that is necessary to finish my travel details for the first 9 days of school, okay? I've gotten into the school, but now I've got to make sure that I'm able to travel there because I got to travel there once a semester and it starts at the beginning. Woo, my God. Come on now. Cash App, $ProphetMDBrian. Hey, glory. You might be able to do the whole thing. And listen, I'm speaking the blessing right now. Father, I speak right now that as they sow the teruma, Father, you're going to make all grace abound towards them that they will always have. Woo! They'll be richly furnished. Oh, my God. They shall richly be furnished to abound. Father, I declare and decree as they sow the seed right now, from the north, south, east, and west. Woo, Father, you're going to cause all grace to abound. And Father, in Jesus' name, I declare it and count it so. Father, I speak peace. I speak healing. Father, if they have, glory, anything going on in the body, this seed cancels sickness, disease, cancers, heart disease, congestive heart failure. It cancels mental health problems. Woo, bipolar, depression, schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, dementia. It cancels, high glory, cancers, high glory. Ooh, blood diseases, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. It cancels the assignment of the enemy. Father, I declare and decree, ooh, cataracts and glaucoma. Somebody's dealing with stuff in their eyes. If you're dealing with eye ailments, Sow the seed right now. Sow at least a $57.85 to my Cash App. I'm speaking over your life right now. Healing is your portion. Ha glory. Father, woo, my God. They're all my God. Woo, if you're dealing with gout right now or things that affect your feet, glory. Woo, my God. Arch ailments in the foot, oh God. Woo, heal. Bone spurs in the feet, Father. I cancel the assignment of the enemy right now. I speak to arthritis right now. If you've been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, woo, all the osteoporosis, things that deal with the bones. Woo, oh my God. I cancel the assignment right now in Jesus' mighty name. Woo, migraines are being healed right now. If that's you, God says if you will sow the seed and begin to change your health lifestyle, that he will wipe, our glory, migraines fully out of your system. Woo, it's been because of some things you've been eating, says the Lord. Our glory. You've been getting 2 or 3 to 4 migraines a week. God says, if you will sow the seed today, $57.85 or $157.85. Listen, you might want to help and do the whole $700 that is necessary for me to take care of me getting to my destination. I hear the Lord say, if you'll do the seed, woo, he'll heal you of migraines right now. Woo! High glory. There have been some things that God's going to tell you to stop eating. Woo, because it's been aggravating. It's been because it aggravates your body and in your system. You can't eat the same things that you used to eat when you were younger. God says you must change your lifestyle. More greens, more vegetables, more things. There's nothing wrong with having a sweet every now and then. There's nothing wrong with having certain meats or fish every now and then. But you must change your lifestyle. And God says, I'll change your life. Sow the seed. Father, I thank you. High glory. Woo, my God. Someone's been dealing with intestinal, stomach ailments. They think it's because of gluten. No, God says, high glory. He's been waiting to heal you, but it's connected to your seed. High glory. Woo, high glory. You've been dealing with constipation and things like your bowels. Our glory, going 2 or 3 days without having the movements that you need. God said he'll clear your system if you sow the seed. Oh, my God. See, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous. The Bible says signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. Sow the seed into the, and sow the Taruma seed into the Cash App. Amen. Woo, my God. Listen, you're getting this right now. God is healing right now. Bunions, he's healing right now. Oh, my God. Warts. Moles, you've been, our glory, he says he's drying up moles right now that would look like or seem like they're cancerous. God says, no, I'm going to deal with it right now. Come on now. Hey, take tarabokosha. Woo, my God. I'm listening to the Spirit. And as God speaks, I'm speaking the blessing of the Lord over your life. But you've got to sow the seed. Into my Cash App, $ Prophet M.D. Bryant. Ooh, my God. Ooh, tumors are being shrunken right now. Ooh, high glory. Benign and malignant tumors. Brain tumors, high glory. Lung tumors. Ooh, aneurysms are being dissolved right now. High glory. They've been wanting to put you on blood thinners and things like that. Listen, you do what God tells you to do about that, but it'll be connected to your seed. God says, if you sow the seed, he'll clean the blood. Who the Bible says that the woman had an issue of blood. And just because she touched the hem of the garment, how glory. Woo, my God. She was made whole. Oh, my God. Come on now. I'm hearing. I listen to the voice of the prophet. God is healing you right now. Oh, my God. Yes. Blood pressure down to 124 over 75 and 80. Cholesterol numbers under 90. Oh, come on now. Woo. Come on now. I'm speaking to you right now. Our glory. Weight weight issues. God says if you change the life and you'll start walking 15 to 30 minutes a day after you sow the seed, watch it just fall off. Woo, high glory. And he says if you'll take the next 30 to 60 days and totally get rid of sugar out of your life, your whole health system will be totally changed, saith the Lord. Sow the seed. Come on now. Hey, glory. Woo, my God. And high glory, there is, God says there is alcoholism, high glory, drug addiction. God says that those of you dealing with these addictions, which are where it seems like you have no control, God says he'll heal you. He'll take the taste of it out of your mouth, high glory, if you sow the seed. Listen, I know that God can do it. He's done it for me. And Father, I just thank you that this is the Lord's doing and it'll be marvelous in your eyes. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. It's your time. It's your season. Listen to Always Have in Jesus' name. Be blessed.